All right, so ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of Not Your Day Job podcast. I am your host, Joshon Monroe, and I have my first great guest today, which is, now hold on, how do you say your name? I never asked you this. That's very unprofessional. So please say your name for me, because I don't want to mess up the last name. I know it's Anna, but Anna.
Well, I actually don't really share my last name. I just go by Anna D.
Oh, well, then we don't have to worry about that. Let me turn you up a little bit, just to make sure I'm getting you, or you got stepped to the mic a little bit, you know, make sure you can get there. Mm-hmm. It's a nice cover here. So Anna D, that's what you want to go by anyway.
Yeah. It, you know, it helps with the whole like pronunciation, as well as like, you know, people out here be stealing you. So,
Okay. I can understand that. So my thing is, now explain to everyone out here, because this is not your day job podcast. So mm-hmm. So since this is the first episode, I want to kind of explain that a little bit. So I'm out here trying to interview people who are doing things in the creative atmosphere. So, mm-hmm. you know, filmmaking, fashion design, even in technical fields, just a lot of interesting jobs that may sound like normal buzzwords, but honestly, how many people do we see really out there like trying to really pursue those? Sure. So I want to talk to those people who are trying to kind of pursue those things and really make that like their day job, like what they really want to do. Yeah. So what would you describe as your profession and what you're trying to do as your non-typical day job?
Definitely a creative director and creative consultant. So I started doing that with my brand, Super Duper Fly, overseeing the creative process with it personally. And, you know, it involves fashion and entertainment. So anything dealing with that is all the creativeness that I enjoy being around.
Okay. So what do you think is, like, around here? Because I met you at a fashion event. Mm-hmm. And you had your, was that just, like, clothing that you had? Or did you have, like, custom clothing with you? Or
those are all clothes that I had. So I do a lot of thrifting. So I brought in wardrobe. I reached out to Brianna, who had the fashion event we met at the shootout, about needing a stylist for it.
Okay.
Through Instagram. Probably the first time I sent a DM, or I was in somebody's DM that I didn't know. Somebody's DM. And so that kind of just started this more, you know, going out there, putting myself out there. So a lot of those clothes are, you know, old clothes that I've had that I haven't worn in a while. And that was the whole aspect of, you know, providing wardrobe. I was, you know, trying to be a wardrobe provider rather than a stylist.
Okay.
So it was like, here's the clothes. You can wear them however you'd like. They just, you know, belong to me.
Okay. Because I guess now look at it, look back then, I felt like you were doing more from at that event than just providing clothes. I guess for me, I kind of saw, without knowing you at all and meeting mm-hmm. you for the first time, I thought that you were also, because you gave like creative direction. And so that's one thing that I saw as well. I said, she's not just providing clothes. I think she's partially a stylist and someone who's also trying to give some direction, because some, you know, a lot of the models who were mm-hmm. there, sometimes are first time models or just trying to get into it, and they don't know what, like, how to pose. Yeah. And things of that nature, or there were certain shots that maybe the photographer wasn't quite sure on. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of came and you kind of provided some guidance and things of that nature. So have you been to more fashion shows and kind of gotten into more of a creative role, like a creative director role, or like what have you done lately?
Well, I've done a lot more of those types of shootouts. I know earlier in the year, in January, I actually went to St. Petersburg for a magazine launch, mm-hmm. Where I was in charge of a live photo shootout, styling session. And that was, you know, putting the clothes together, seeing what went well with each person. Mm-hmm. And because I've been more so like behind the scenes, I think just having that perspective of like, you know, being away, seeing a different angle, it definitely helps to, you know, direct what some people might be missing.
Gotcha.
So that's stuff like that. And then just planning my own fashion show as well has been a lot of learning.
Correct. So, no, you know, as they say, shameless plug. So go ahead and tell us, what is this fashion show that you've been trying to set up?
So I'm setting up, planning a silent headphone fashion show.
Okay.
We had to postpone it, unfortunately, but I think it is, you know, the smart decision to promote it some more. And, you know, people are excited for the concept about it. Like, they haven't heard anything like it or been to either a silent headphone party, you know, regardless.
I haven't. I thought they were weird. I'm gonna be admitting to that. Like, I thought those things were a little bit off. But then I've had friends tell me that they're pretty cool. But yeah. I thought this was a pretty, it was a different concept. So mm-hmm. it's outside of the box, which also, you know, gives, I guess, more credence or credit to you being a creative director. You're thinking outside the box than the normal stuff that I've seen happen in Central Florida. So
yeah, especially for Orlando. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you know what? You're leading right into something that I definitely want to talk about anyway, which is, you know, how many things have you done between, I guess, what are the places in Florida that you mostly go to kind of do your job and be that stylist, that fashion forward person, thinking creative director? Like, where do you mostly go in Florida to kind of express yourself?
In Florida, it's really been more so Tampa and Miami. Tampa is very accessible. You know, it's about an hour away. I have friends out there who know people who have like photography studios, or they have a developing like urban scene, areas that are just like you just want to be there, like where all the urban hipsters are.
You're fine. The cord's in the way. But yeah, go ahead, talk.
So that's been Tampa, at least more easily for me. Miami will be more so like when there's special events going on. Like, for example, next weekend is Art Basel. So I'm going to there.
Yeah. So you are going?
I am. It's going to be my third year going in a row.
Okay.
And I do know the first year I went by myself, I did. And I got really inspired just like seeing a lot of the artwork, seeing a lot of cool outfits. Even one place like was a small store, boutique, kind of a event space and showroom, actually. And I was like, I want my own event space because I work in events here in Orlando.
Okay.
And within a week, I wrote out a whole business plan for my own event space. I was checking out warehouses and whatnot. Like, I was ready to go.
Yo, okay, that's what's up.
So definitely being around, you know, people who are like you or who inspire you, even if you don't know them, just their own, you know, confidence in that and making it happen. Definitely, I enjoy going to Miami for events like that.
So would you say that is your favorite place, I guess, to go for fashion in Florida?
I guess. I don't frequent it as much as I should because it is like, you know, 3 to 4 hours away.
Yeah.
But in terms of a lot of culture and variety in culture, definitely.
Okay. So are you trying to, because you said you were building a business plan and things of that mm-hmm. nature. So, are you able to, or are you looking at maybe next year, maybe not this year, but next year, trying to really get into that event space and have one at Art Basel next year?
That would be awesome, actually. When I went last year, a lot of people really just kind of set up on the side of the road because there's literally like thousands of people just walking. And
gotcha,
so
okay.
You'll have like musicians, like indie musicians just on the corner, you know, playing their guitar, or they'll set up a little table. Selling like handmade jewelry, and I'm pretty sure like they didn't have a permit or anything like that. It's just there's yeah. so many people just there,
so it's not like
walking.
Cops out there really like doing that. It's almost like New York Times Square. It's like people could set up that mm-hmm. there and just do stuff as long as it's not too crazy, you know, then it's all good. Okay.
Basically.
Okay. So I guess the reason why I also brought up that whole debate about like, what's your favorite place is I hear a lot of that from other people. And a lot of people in the area just don't like Orlando. Some people, I just hear that. not saying everyone is the same, but mm-hmm. just saying that I hear that a lot, that many people would not prefer to work as in the fashion or be a model or do even other creative things. Mm-hmm. In this kind of atmosphere in Orlando. And I guess the reason why I want to ask you about this is, have you experienced like people wanting to go to other places, go to Tampa versus Orlando, go to Miami versus Orlando, not because of like just the culture, but I guess it is a culture. Like, have you heard people talk about Orlando as, what do we need to do to improve Orlando for being a spot where people can flourish?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people, just in passing, especially in the creative realm, don't necessarily see Orlando as being a hub for that creative outlet, despite, you know, us having a pretty big creative, when you really look at it, entertainment scene in terms of, you know, Disney and Universal and other theme parks here. But for the locals, they do, as well as I do, feel like, you know, you need to get out of your city. And not necessarily because you hate it or like, you know, people are hating on you or anything like that. It's just, it'd be a lot easier to go somewhere where it's already flourishing. Because a lot of us, even with our own independent, you know, endeavors, it takes a lot of years. So True. If you're somewhere where it's not really moving that fast, it's taking you a lot longer. True. And you get tired. Like me, yeah. I'm tired.
Yo.
Like, I'm ready to go.
She reached that age. She's like, all right, look now. Like, I'm trying to get out here and make it work. Mm-hmm. So I totally agree with that. I think that's like the brighter side of what I've heard. I've heard other people just get completely fed up with Orlando in general. And you're right. It is about how things are moving, how fast they're moving in the area that you want to be in. So a lot of, like you said, musicians and other people have to go to other places where the jobs are, where the money is. And it doesn't mean that they don't like where they came from. Mm-hmm. It just means that this place provides extra opportunities that I just can't find here.
Yeah.
I'm of the thought that there is the capability of making things work here, there are opportunities. And even one of your friends who I didn't even know y'all knew each other, but but, you know, knowing someone and getting in, you know, word spreading, I was able to get onto his production for his web series, mm-hmm. You know, the Drop web series, ladies and gentlemen, watch it on YouTube. It's free right now. Drop web series, look that up.
Shout out, you know, Kenny.
Shout out Kenny. Kenny, the director, he's awesome. So I didn't know you guys knew each other.
Yeah, we went to college together. He's definitely been screenwriting since then and would have plays over there. Which we all really enjoyed. So it's really awesome to see him continuing that, mm-hmm. And then putting a lot of, you know, heart into it and then being able to assist as well. Because you were able to assist, you know, with videography. I was able to assist with some wardrobe assistant, like giving inspiration for the cast members, mm-hmm. To, you know, what their character should dress like.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
It's a lot of
see.
Group
I didn't
work.
Even know that because
yeah,
I didn't even
I'm
know
in the
you
credits.
Were. But you know what? It didn't like hit me mm-hmm. when he first put that out that your name was in the credits and that would. I'm thinking that could be anybody else, but then I was like, there's only one person I know in my life that's named Anna D. That goes by Anna D. Like no one else. I didn't put two and two together, and then I remember. I said something about I don't know, doing now, something.
I think you just posted a picture of you working on it, and then I hit you up like, oh, you're working on it.
Yeah, and I was like, what? And you were like, oh, yeah, Kenny, yeah, that's my boy. And I was like.
Yeah, the same thing happened in the credits. There's one of the smaller characters. I saw her name before, but I didn't put two and two together. Because I was like, oh, that's a common name. It wouldn't be her. And then when I watched the first episode, I hit her up. I was like, yo, you're in there. She's like, yeah. And I was like, I saw your name. I just didn't think. So definitely, you know, it's a little bit of a network. She went to UF as well. Okay. So we all knew each other from college. And then you start meeting people and then they start getting their little roles. Because we can all meet up at the same time. So. Yeah.
So it's like, is UF just this like breeding ground for like, I don't know, creatives?
I mean, there's actually a lot of people who work in the entertainment field now, whether I know them or not, like personally. But I feel like, you know, as times and technology, a lot of people are heading more towards jobs or careers that deal with entertainment and media. And so you'll see people that are like Instagram famous. They're like, you know, news reporters. Even having, you know, products out there. So
I think it's also going back to you, I just say like how do you see yourself in probably the next like couple of years, seeing as you've been basically here, obviously money, traveling, the expenses, mm-hmm. as we were talking off camera about, you know, can add up, but sometimes it was very worth it. It mm-hmm. can get you to the next level. You kind of have to think with that mindset of, I'm going to spend $600 today that I wish I didn't feel like I need to. But when I do that, it could help lead to getting a, you know, hopefully $1,000 job, you know, mm-hmm. make that money back plus some. So, like, where do you see yourself as far as, do you see yourself branching out over the next year to another place to kind of spread Anna D's name out there and just say, hey, this is what I do? Yes. So, and what places have you been kind of targeting? Like, real places. I'm not going to ask you, like, the ultimate goal places, mm-hmm. but let's just say, what's the kind of next step for you?
I think the easiest, and I've been trying to do it for the past 2 years, and even though they say they're full, I want to head out to Atlanta. I have, you know, my cousins live out there. My best friend lives out there. A lot of my old classmates live out there. So I feel like going out there, you know, I wouldn't be lonely, like in a foreign place. And I visit it quite often because my cousins and best friend live out there. But it's close enough to home here in Orlando, you know, Georgia and Florida, to where I'm not too far away from family.
Okay.
And especially the cold.
Family is an important thing for you.
It is, because I interact with my family, like, you know, my older aunts here in Orlando quite often. And so I know being further away from them, they might need you. They are a lot older, so. And I'm like the only person still in Orlando. Everyone else has like branched off to other places.
Okay.
And I feel like my nose is running.
Let me get some tissue. So I can't. So while I go like find some like tissue, I will also say like then not so going past that, I would just say Atlanta sounds like a great place. Mm-hmm. And do you want to what do you want to do? Do you just kind of want to still just be you yourself, like more of like a solo, you know, crew? Or do you want to like build like an agency or things of that nature?
I wouldn't necessarily build an agency, but I definitely want a team, because doing a lot of things on your own, either you can't do it on your own, or it takes a lot longer to do it on your own. Certain things you're not very skilled in. And so I want to have a team, especially like with my own website, blogging, the aspect of it. Like, I'm not as consistent as I should be, because it is just me and I have to take on all the roles. And so I know thank you so much. You know, this weather be changing. It was like 40 degrees the other night. And now it's like hot. So I definitely do want a team. to help out, because I can't be everywhere I want to be. I can't be every place at once. And I definitely feel like, you know, even like knowing you, knowing other people who are in the same realm and have their own niche or, you know, something that they're good at, mm-hmm. will definitely be beneficial to the overall vision I have for my brand. So, yeah.
Okay. And so is that kind of like the ultimate goal, to build that kind of business or whatever like that, or that type of agency, or kind of like, what would you feel like would be the thing that really you could just, you know, put that trophy on a shelf and say, okay, I did that?
Once I get into like real celebrity styling, I think would be a very clout based accomplishment.
Okay, okay.
And even with my brand, like I said, it is fashion and entertainment. I want to go into the whole having a whole festival.
Okay.
If I can get it that big, I would be so happy. Like,
okay.
You know, knowing that everybody enjoys what you do, they believe in what you do, or and see some sort of, you know, they take away something from it, whether it's small or big. It's like, you know, like you did that. Like,
right. Gotcha.
I did that.
Okay. And so do you have a celebrity that you would say is probably like, look, I'll give you the two. Name, like, if you got two or three like celebrities
that I would love to style or have like my clothes on them. It'll be like ASAP Rocky.
Okay.
I think he's very just like his own, and it just works for him.
Make it happen, ASAP. We gonna tag you in a video. Go ahead.
Definitely that whole like urban hipster cool vibe of just like, you know, just doing you, being you, relaxing. Mm. And, you know, you look good, you feel good, and you make great work. So
Yeah.
I think him, and then like Big Sean as well.
Okay.
He's into a lot of like
Detroit shirts. Got you.
So I think those would be great opportunities if I could. Or whoever, you know.
Of course. I mean, whoever. I mean, we're not going to alienate other people. But okay, that would be good ones. And I guess I'll just wrap up with the ability to kind of share some knowledge just to other people. Like, what lessons, I guess, in trying to grow yourself as a creative, what lessons have you learned out here, and kind of what advice would you give someone else who may be trying to do some of the same things you're trying to do? Like, you know, is there any advice on networking, any advice on certain things that you were like, well, I could have did that better, mm-hmm. if I would have known that, but I didn't know until I did it to get the experience. So is there any advice for other people out there that you can give to them?
I feel like there comes a point, not necessarily that you hit a wall, but where you have to think differently. Like with my event I told you I had to postpone, when I was like really trying to push it, I found myself doing things I wouldn't have done or thought to do. For example, I started hitting up a whole bunch of people. I had no idea who they were, like in their DMs, like, hey, there's this awesome event, you should come out, da 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 da. I was reaching out to the whole Magic basketball team.
Word.
I was like looking up, Googling like what celebrities live in Orlando. I was like, oh, Carrot Top, DM'd him. Just like, you know, stuff I didn't think to do. So it's kind of like, I don't want to say it was necessarily a wall, like I was blocked, but it was like, that's not really going how I wanted to go. What are like other ways I can do this? And so that definitely was something, like it's been a learning experience. Every time I come to, you know, some part where it's like not moving how I want it to move.
Gotcha.
And obviously networking is great. I'm not the best networker.
Okay.
I wish I was. I feel like I'm better at being a liaison, like connecting other people with each other rather than connecting myself. Okay. So maybe finding somebody else who can do that for you. So I think if you have like, not necessarily like a manager, but somebody who could, you know, help push you, because it's easier to push other people or your friends than it is to push yourself.
Gotcha.
So I think if you can find somebody who's gonna, you know, believe in you and help push you out there, as well as just like, you know, if you hit a wall, it's not a wall, you just gotta turn around and go that way.
Gotcha. So, all right, I think that's really great advice. So you know, just telling other people that, you know, it feels like you got to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard from, I can't remember, probably Gary Vaynerchuk, because I watch him a lot. He is a business guy, kind of pushes a lot for the younger people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's very, it's kind of goes back to, I believe he said, to the effect of, you know, a lot of people don't believe in you, even family, until mm-hmm. you start to do it. And I think I also heard it on another one of my podcasts. I'm shouting out too many people. But Matt Diavella, love his podcast. He had a guest on talking about the same thing. You know, a lot of people will not believe in you. You have to believe in you. And sometimes by your sheer will to do what you want to do, other people will come in and say, oh man, you were really serious. You know, I may have laughed off that, oh, Anna's going to be, you know, a creative fashion director and she's going to style celebrities and things that, sure, sure, Anna, sure, you're going to be out there at Fashion Week doing that. Sure, you're going to be at the Met Gala in New York, you know, styling some. Sure, okay. But then fast forward, and then next thing you know, on your Instagram, you're like, I'm at the Met Gala and I just styled whoever. Then people are like, oh. You know,
so waiting for that.
Yeah.
So even to yourself, you want to be like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I did that.
Right. Exactly. Because definitely I would love. I mean, this is one of my things right here. Mm-hmm. So this is why I appreciate you having you on. And I'm going to be DMing, getting in people's DMs, Magic players and other people. I'm trying to get them on the podcast. So 100%, I agree with that. You know, you got to keep pushing. If you hit a wall, got to bounce back, go the other way, as you say. So anyway, thanks for having, you know, coming and having you on the first episode. And I appreciate it. So, you know, as I said, you're like my guinea pig.
I know, I definitely was a guinea pig. I feel like, when I actually like guinea pigs, they're really, you know, cute.
See, and see, that's good. See, took it as a compliment, because it's the first one, and hopefully we'll have many, many more. But anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
And yeah, so where do we follow you?
You follow me on Super Duper Fly, and it's with V's instead of U's. So SV.
Okay.
PERDV. PERFLY.
And that is on all platforms? Instagram?
All platforms. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, my email address. Like, keep it consistent. That's one thing I can do with that, at least.
Okay.
You can find me there, and whatever content, wardrobe, you know, providing I can do, that's where it's at.
All right, cool. Well, again, thank you. And this has been the first episode of Not Your Day Job. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Peace.